Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Monday night, the 2-1 Giants traveled to Minnesota to take on the undefeated Vikings. So, what do the Giants do? For the first time this season, they're dealing with several injuries, but all teams in the National Football League have to deal with injuries. That's just a way of life. The Vikings don't have Adrian Peterson, and their starting quarterback, or the guy that was supposed to be their starting quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, is out for the year. Now, they made a smart move in trading for Sam Bradford, and they're going to have to pick up the slack in other places. Same thing for the Giants. They're down some guys going into this weekend's game. So what do the Giants have to do? First of all, they got to play really good defense, and they can't allow what happened at the end of the Washington game to happen this week. Giants gave up some rushing yards late in the game as the Redskins used the clock and kicked that field goal with under 2 minutes to go. Minnesota comes into this game last in the National Football League in rushing yards per game. They're only averaging 51 yards a game on the ground. This is not the game that the Giants can allow the Vikings to get right. The Vikings only have 3 offensive touchdowns. In fact, they're the first team since 1970 to be 3-0 with only 3 offensive touchdowns. You know why? Because they have 2 defensive touchdowns and a punt return for a touchdown. Which leads me to my next point. The Giants have to be sound in all 3 phases of the game. Yes, they've got to stop the run. But when the Giants are on offense, it can't allow the opportunistic Vikings defense to put points on the board. And they can't allow any special teams returns for touchdowns. They got to play this game straight up. Minnesota has an outstanding defense and an outstanding defensive front. But with that said, the Giants can't turn the football over and give Minnesota free shots. Play the game straight up. And the Giants can use their explosive playmakers to offset the pass rush of the Minnesota Vikings. And on the other side, if they could shut down the run, they could go to that new building in Minnesota and win. And that's my perspective.